the electric vehicle can suddenly lose power. The class action lawsuit filed yesterday in Los Angeles federal court claiming that when the vehicle's range extender feature is switched on, the car can suddenly slow to speeds of 45 miles per hour on the freeway. A North Carolina couple suspected of human trafficking, police say the couple used false papers to get a teen on a high school football team, then later threatened to tell officials the school used an illegal player. Here's USA's Tammy Rose.
Aris Hines and Brandy Thomason are at the center of the investigation, accused of using fake documents to register students in school, including a teen from Nigeria, now a star athlete. Police say as many as 22 students could be involved.
It was learned from the Alamance Burlington school system that three other young females were attempted to be registered.
But their admission was denied after school officials learned their documents weren't real. The teens haven't been seen since. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Attorney Robert Shapiro finally opening up about what O.J. Simpson famously whispered to him back in 1995. Shapiro says when Simpson was acquitted of the double murder, he whispered, "You told me that this would be the result from the beginning." This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, it's Jeannie Murphy here. It's Talented People. Hope you're having a great day. It is already May 18th, if you can believe it. I wanted to say happy birthday again to my son who has birthday over the weekend. He's down in Texas now, and it's like, how could it be May 18th? I just don't believe it. If you happen to be in New Jersey, though, and you want to hear the forecast, I'll give you an update tonight. Mostly cloudy, the low about 46. Southeast wind about 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Thursday day, partly sunny with a high near 70 all day. Light and variable wind. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low about 44. Sunny with a high of 76 on Friday. And then Friday night, chance of rain after 3 a.m. Partly cloudy with a low about 52. Rain likely, mainly after 9 a.m. on Saturday. Cloudy all day with a high of 64. And then rain likely Saturday night, mainly before 1 a.m. Cloudy with a low about 50 degrees. Chance of rain on before 9 a.m. on Sunday, and then a chance of showers after 9 a.m. Mostly cloudy again with a high of 71, and then a chance of showers continuing before 9 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low about 51 on Sunday night. So it doesn't look like our weather forecast is going to be that much in our favor, but I do have a great guest that I think you're going to be interested in learning about. His name is Calvin Qualis. And is that the way you say it, Calvin? And he's the founder of a company called Scotch Porter Brands. And we're going to learn a little bit about him. This is Talented People. You know, we always bring you the best of the best. And today we're going to go in a different direction, learn a little bit about an industry that we haven't tapped into yet. So we're going to go to a real quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks for listening.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right. Welcome back to the show. It's about 3:07 already on May 18th. And my guest calling in today, his name is Calvin Qualis. Gotcha. And you are the CEO of a company called Scotch Porter, correct?
Yes, I am.
Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about this, your story, first of all. Let's start a little bit about you and how you ended up getting into really what is an exploding marketplace. And you've got a very special and unique product line. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. So I always like to start out by saying to everyone that I am not, I owned a barbershop, but I am not a barber.
Calvin, talk a little louder into the phone, will you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
That's good, yep.
Okay, great. So I said that I always like to start out by saying that I am not a barber once I go into my story. But I owned a barbershop a few years ago, and I had noticed that a bunch of the customers, actually, that were coming into the shop had a really dry, damaged hair, beards, skin. And so I looked to the marketplace to bring in products to our barbershop to have the barbers use on the customers, and nothing was really, truly effective. And so being the curious person that I am and also a problem-solving person, I created our products from the kitchen of my home. We tested the products out on the customers, got tons of feedback, tweaked, and then it took about 2 years to create the products that we have now. The customers loved the products. We had no intention on selling the product, but they started to ask if they could take the products home, if they could buy them. And so we said, hey, why not? Let's make this available for sale in our barbershop. It grew. We began to have customers from neighboring states come in to want to purchase the product. And we said, hey, we have something here. You know, let's put this thing online and make it a little bit more convenient for the customers that were coming in from neighboring states to purchase the products. We placed it online, and it just grew. It grew on its own. It grew very quickly, and so that's where we are now.
Oh my goodness! This is like my favorite kind of story. This is all about talented people. This is what happens. I mean, we get to hear these stories. They're so inspiring. All right, so you owned a barbershop, but you are not a barber, which I think is just a quick recap for everybody out there. And this is what we always find as a common denominator in these success stories is that, you know, it's an observation, really. It's something that you need, and you solved a problem, and here you are. So it's a little early right now. It's already 3:10. But we're going to go to our break now real quick. It's only a couple minutes long so that we can really focus on this. And I want you to catch up with me if you're online and you want to go to the website. The company's name is Scotch Porter, SCOTCHPORTER.com. They're a very unique and really kind of an untapped, again, exploding market of products for men. And we're going to talk more about them in detail, each one, and about where this company is going and how exciting its launch has been so far as soon as we get back from the break. So stay with us on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right. Thanks for hanging in there through that break. This is Talented People. Good afternoon. It's 3:14 in the afternoon, and I'm delighted today to have a guest on. This is one of those stories that you're going to want to be like pulling closer to your, you know, speaker to listen to, because our guest who's calling in today, his name is Calvin Qualis, and he is the CEO of a company called Scotch Porter. And you can go on the website and look it up. We're going to talk a little bit about his vision, where it came from. He mentioned that he owned a barbershop, but he's not actually a barber. So, Calvin, let's bring everybody up to date. We're going to really focus in on, you know, once you actually noticed that there was kind of a reason to have this in the store and people started asking you. So, continue with your story. We don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, like I said, it's the problem-solving nature in me. I observed an issue with the customers, you know, that the customers had, and really just out of curiosity from the kitchen of my home, just wanted to create something to bring back to the shop so that the barbers could use on the customers to solve the problem. I had no idea. I had no intention on actually creating a business. I ended up creating a really great product that the customers loved and wanted to purchase, and so I made it available for sale in the shop. It then sort of grew legs on its own, and we had customers coming in from neighboring states wanting to purchase the product. And so we said, hey, let's make this a bit more convenient for customers. Let's flip this thing online, you know, and then they can go online and place an order for the products. We had the person at our the front desk of our barbershop actually fulfilling orders for us initially. And we placed it online. We did, you know, we did some very small sort of outreach to other guys that had beards, and you know, gave away some products in exchange for reviews, and the thing just took off. And so, you know, at that time, the product was named after our barbershop. Our barbershop was called Center Stage Cuts. Our product was called Meat by Center Stage Cuts. After having the product online for about 6 months, we realized that we had something. We were doing really well in sales, and so we said, let's take this thing serious. We have something here. We rebranded our name. We rebranded. We changed. We looked at the messaging of our product and our business, and we recently rebranded back in September. Our products were placed online January of 2015, and at the close of 2015, we did close to $500,000 in sales.
Wow!
From my house.
Where is your house? But not your house, but where are you located at your barbershop?
We closed the barbershop back in July. It was located in Newark, New Jersey.
Okay, so you're in New Jersey.
The barbershop.
Okay.
Yeah, we closed the barbershop to focus on our product.
Sure, and why not? I mean, oh my goodness. So first I want to compliment you. I want everybody out there to know, again, we're talking with the CEO and the founder of a company called Scotch Porter. We're going to learn about that name next. His name is Calvin Qualis. And you can go online to the website, Scotch, just like in drinking Scotch, Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R, and check out the line of products. Calvin, you know, I do want to congratulate you not only on the success so early on, and here comes the president of the Chamber of Commerce through the office. Hello, Chris. And he is the one bringing us this fantastic radio programming, by the way. So we thank the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce for streaming live across the nation. Your branding is so awesome. I love the masculinity of the products, the packaging. It's really appealing, and I wanted to find out to you, let's talk first about, if you don't mind, give us a little bit of an insight, because you're kind of a unique personality here on our show. We really have all kinds of business leaders. We have so many different types of talent, but we haven't had a barber product, you know, or a male's product line come through here, so especially making the success that you are. Tell us about the marketplace itself. Like when you talk about going online, certainly this is where you should be. I can see this, all of these stocking stuffers, Christmas, Father's Day gifts just around the corner. If everybody's listening, these are the things that make up for the perfect gift set. What is the marketplace like barbershop versus like salons and stuff? Because I can see this in those salons as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. and I think the position that we take is we don't look at it as just a barbershop sort of product.
Mm-hmm.
The idea and the business was born out of a barbershop, but we look at men's grooming.
Yes.
Men's grooming industry, which is it's increasing very, very, very fast. And it's growing. It's growing by leaps and bounds, and it's just shy of women's right now. It's not very far off, and it's growing at a much faster pace than women's cosmetics at this point.
And so. Mm-hmm. No, just pull your phone up a little closer to you, and I want to read really quickly your mission statement out there. This is from the Scotch Porter website by Calvin Qualis, the CEO. He says, "We exist to provide healthy and effective products that help men to feel confident and look their best as they set out to explore the world and build their dreams." That is such a great mission statement. And I'm serious, you know, you're right about the fact that you don't really, it's not limited to anything. It is an exploding, emerging, you know, untapped market, really. And I could see, I want to say to those out there that this reminds me of kind of like the level of Polo and some of the higher end brands that are so, you know, you look at it and you can feel it. And so tell us about the products themselves.
Absolutely. So as of right now, our first product that we had released was beard-specific products. And so we have a beard balm, a moisturizing beard wash, a hydrate and nourish beard conditioner, a smoothing beard serum, and we do have one hair product now. The beard balm is our rock star. That's the product that we started out with.
The beard balm?
The beard balm.
I'm looking at the products here right now. Okay. All right. So tell us, why is that? what is that about that one that was special? Let's hear it again.
Well, yeah. So it immediately softens and it moisturizes and conditions the beard. It repels beard dandruff. It actually soothes the skin underneath the beard, and it has... We use a botanical infusion complex of like chamomile and burdock root and nettle leaf and some other really, really amazing botanicals that really do well for the skin underneath the beard and the hair. And it's truly effective. It's not, you know, there's some science behind it. You know, we didn't just go in our kitchen and mix up some oil.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. Like, really, how did you decide what you were going to put into these products?
Tons of research.
Really?
The internet is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It really, really is. Almost anything that you want to get a little bit more information on or become more knowledgeable about, the internet is incredible. So I use the internet. I first started out by, you know, surveying some of the customers in our barbershop and asking what sort of problems they had with their hair and beard and, you know, what they were looking for. And then I use the internet to do some research to find out what sort of natural ingredients help to solve those problems and combat the issues that they were having.
Wow. Congratulations. That is just so much fun to think about. Tell us a little bit about, like, what if you were not a barber and you owned a barber shop, what were you doing that could allow you to have this type of opportunity? Like, did you have another job or anything like that?
I did. So while we had the barber shop open, I worked for a market research firm.
Can you speak up a little bit?
While I had the barbershop, I worked for a market research firm.
Okay. That's convenient.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
And I did that for about 5 years. And prior to that, I worked for a design firm for about 5 years. But I really think the idea of opening a barbershop stemmed from my mom. My mom owned a beauty supply shop and a beauty parlor when I was a young kid, and me and my brother would spend pretty much every Saturday in her beauty parlor. And so subconsciously, I think that the idea presented itself, and I just ran after it and said, hey, I'd like to also own a barbershop. And so I think that is where the idea of opening a barbershop came from, those Saturdays spent in my mom's beauty parlor.
That's just the sweetest story ever. You know, we love these. I'm telling you, we tell these stories, and they're not every week because they don't happen like this all the time. But when they do, we just cherish them because the whole thing is just so much fun to think about. Now, tell us about, like, do you have investors or are you self-funded? Tell us a little bit about that side of your business.
Yeah, so no, we have no investors. A totally bootstrap business. No investors whatsoever.
Wow.
Well, that's where we are now. As we grow, things may change a bit because we're growing very quickly, and as you grow, cash becomes very important. But at this moment, we're a totally bootstrap business.
Well, I'm again going to say, just as a business owner, and I've had independent companies and I've had investors and so on. And for me, I think that where you've gotten so far on your own is, you know, really important because you have the vision. You have made, again, very attractive marketing. Your brand is outstanding. It says what it is. It's very attractive. And those things, as you know, with any company, I'm sure everybody out there agrees, when investors start to come in, you lose a little bit sometimes of that, you know, your independent, the original passion. And so if you've gotten it this far, so far this great, then I expect that as you start to grow, you're going to be able to control, and this is going to be what it is, because it just, I mean, top drawer.
Absolutely. And for me, that's what it's about, right?
Yes.
It's about controlling my own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very clear that when, you know, continuing to build this thing, we can kind of call the shots when it's time to bring in an investor, because we've built it this far.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that your audience is aware and that you understand. So we're projected to do $4.5 million by the end of this year.
Oh, come on. Really? That's just so awesome. That's incredible. Okay, so wait. You have to tell us how you're going and how you've been able to do this. We need to learn a little more about your salesmanship, I should say. And I do want you to know that everybody out there listening, we are going to be able to say that we knew you when, because this is a great story. I'm so excited about having you on today. Calvin Qualis, and he's got a business that runs, it's operated out of Newark, New Jersey, but it's across the internet, across the world, a Scotch Porter brand. You have to go and check out this product line, because they're very high-end products for men for grooming. So we're going to go to our break. It's a short couple minutes for the news and weather, and then we'll be right back to finish our conversation. But we want to hear how you're going to do that 4.5 million unit sales this year. Oh, boy. All right. Stay with us.
Awesome.
I got a feeling that tonight's going to be.
Come and join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Nevada Democrats and Republicans met over the weekend, and according to Wyatt Cox, things didn't go so smoothly.
Some 65 delegates at Sunday's Nevada State Democratic Convention, most of whom were supporters of Bernie Sanders, were denied seating and given no opportunity to appeal on the floor as per convention rules. One of those local Democrats told us the fix was in, and what should have been a 1916 Nevada victory for Sanders instead became a 2015 Clinton victory. The Las Vegas Democratic headquarters closed after demonstrations from Sanders supporters in front of the offices on Monday. Meanwhile, no reports of trouble from the Nevada Republican Convention in Reno, but one local GOP member described the convention as, quote, an exercise in preserving the status quo in party leadership, whatever it took. In Ely, Nevada, I'm Wyatt Cox.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on why Americans should study the presidency.
People should study the American presidency because it's one of the three branches of government, and it's the part that acts. And so when the government gets ready to do something to us or to our allies or enemies in the world, it's the executive branch that does it. And there's some reason to fear it these days. It's an awesome power. But in addition, there's a series of constraints on it. One of them is, there's an amount of time he's got, and then he's got to go back to the people. Another is, he has to do things that are lawful, and he doesn't get to make the laws. And so a constitutional executive is a very powerful thing, operating under the constraints and for the purposes of the Constitution of the United States.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. Hope you're enjoying this afternoon. The weather just doesn't look that good for us if you happen to be in central New Jersey or so for the next couple of days. It's like tonight, mostly cloudy, the low about 46, partly sunny, a little bit, excuse me, tomorrow. I don't know where my voice is going again, talking too much. On Thursday, 70 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low about 44. Sunny on Friday, which is about the luckiest we get because then it starts just going back to rain, clouds and all that kind of stuff through like Monday. So anyway, I'm more interested in hearing, and I hope you are too, in our guest who's calling in today. Again, his company is called Scotter Porter. That's the brand and the website if you want to go visit along and you can watch what we're talking about. But his name is Calvin Quellis, and he is the founder and CEO. He was telling us earlier in the show that although he's not a barber, he owned a barber shop, and as observation would have it, he noticed that they needed some products for the grooming of men, beards and so on. So he actually created it himself, and it's an untapped exploding market. He has already sold you said 500,000 products, and you're going for 4.5 million this year. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. That is totally extraordinary. And so this is what we are all about here at Talented People. So tell us about your company, Scotch Porter Brand. Tell us about how are you developing these sales and how do you know what is going to happen this year, being that, you know, you started off and you just kind of went out there and now all of a sudden you've got it all together and you're looking at your forecast.
Yeah. So we're growing at about 10% per month, and that just continues. We are also expanding our product offering to include this July we're launching men's facial skincare lines, and in the fall we will be launching a more robust hair care line of products. And so as of right now, about half of those sales will come from just e-commerce.
Wow.
The other half will come from retail. Right now, we're in about 20 retail stores across the U.S. and about 5 internationally. But we have a very robust retail initiative that is beginning this July, where we will see a lot of the sales coming in. And so, so our projections. Almost half are coming from e-commerce, and then the other half are coming from retail, a retail push.
That's fantastic, and you couldn't have it any better than that. What about, are you a small company, like as far as are you yourself and you and somebody else doing the sales here, or you got a force, or what are you doing? How are you going to trade shows and so on?
We have done some shows, not many, but as of right now, it's me and a team of about 4 people.
Wow.
And we work with a handful of consultants, so about 6 consultants. We've recently just signed on a big wig.
A big wig. I love big wig. I love big box, big wig. I don't care who they are. Big is good to me.
So in terms of a sales exec, we signed on a pretty big deal of a person. He was actually the VP of Worldwide Sales.
Wow.
For L'Oreal.
Oh, my goodness. My brother is a big wig at L'Oreal. Did you hire my brother? No, but that's funny. It's a small world, I'll tell you, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
That's great. No, wow. That sounds like the perfect person to come on board because you're high end. And
absolutely.
Yeah, that's and you're going in the same channels. I could actually see them taking on this product line.
Awesome. I can too.
Yeah, you know. And that's going to be your choice. I want everybody out there to know that I'm going to bring up our girl again. Her name is Nadine Savino, and she's the founder of Mom Inventor, a product that, just so you're a little bit, you know, inspired, Calvin. She created a company called the GCAP, and basically she went from, you know, designing it, patenting it at 1 year, like you, to having it. She entered into a couple award programs, won an award one too, and then submitted. We actually helped her put out a press release, and she ended up going on Good Morning America with Joy Mangano, and it was the same week during the holidays as when the movie Joy was coming out, and then she pitched to Joy, and then Joy gave her and this other woman $10,000 right there on TV every single day. I know people out there are laughing because they're probably rolling their eyes. I tell the story every single time I can because it's like one thing leads to another, and then basically, you know, we're at the point now where we are actually with her calling on some of the larger chains and so on. And I'm telling you this because it has been absolutely astounding to watch the story, but then also to watch the receptivity to these large international and national retailers that you would think have these, you know, brick walls in a way, gates up to people who have smaller, even one line products, right? You have already, I'm sitting here looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many are in your line right now? I'm looking at 5 of them.
Yeah, we have 5 products.
And I actually took a picture of these, Calvin, and everybody out there, I'm going to put them up on the Twitter and on my Facebook page. So if you want to look around, and you'll get a feel for it if you don't go to the website, which you should, scotchporter.com. So those kinds of stories are so inspirational. Like you know, I'm so excited for you, and I'm sure everybody else out there is as well. It's like fun to talk to somebody who has something so exciting and, you know, kind of rewarding as well going on. And we love to watch from the sidelines over here. It's just fun. I have to say so.
It definitely is. It's a lot of work, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work, but it is very rewarding. Absolutely.
You know, I just want everybody out there again to know that when I do post the pictures, or if you want to go over to the website, this is just a beautiful line of products, and it's perfect time to order for Father's Day.
Absolutely.
I know my husband's listening out there, and I'm going to be in trouble because I'm going to have to order them because he's listening. But anyway, we're going to go to our quick break. It's already 3:37 on May 18th. We're running a little ahead of time. But when we get back, we're going to hear a little bit more about Calvin's kind of vision and dreams and what's coming next for his company, other than a 4.5 million in unit sales in the next year, which is so awesome. Stand by. I'm Jeannie Murphy's Talented People.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Huntington County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Do Just want to remind everybody, this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Our guest today is calling in from Newark, New Jersey area. His name is Calvin Quellis, and he's the founder of Scotch Porter brand, which is a line of men's beard products. They're amazing, by the way. I just wanted to let you know that this show runs live right now, and then it actually reruns through the night and through the weekend. But tomorrow after 11 o'clock, if you'd like to hear a little bit more about it and you want to share the link with someone that might be interested in ordering these products for Father's Day or for any day of the week, we want you to be able to get access to it. So you can go right to the Hunterdon Chamber Radio website, and you can see all the archives from all the shows that we've done. This one in particular is a lot of fun today. We're talking with Calvin about the way that he actually is not a barber, but owned a barber shop, but his mother was in the industry, the trade, and so he ended up designing a necessary line of products that are really in an untapped market right now. So, Calvin, tell us, who is the Scotch Porter man, so to speak?
Absolutely. So the Scotch Porter man, he's a guy that exudes confidence, and he really does appreciate the nicer things.
Mm-hmm.
He has a desire to be recognized. For us and for this guy, looking good is feeling good, right? And feeling good is confidence, and confidence is success. And he's well-groomed, and he's always ready for the 30-second impression. And he just strives to appear put together.
That is exactly what your line of products look like.
Great.
Exactly. So I'm serious. I'm going to ask you this. Did you actually help design these, like, really to the point that you really do have it down, or did you use, like, an outside vendor to give you a little guidance? Because it's really hard. I mean, product development is difficult.
It is. In terms of product development, so you're asking about what's inside the bottle?
No, I'm actually talking about the branding and the marketing of it after you got, the product itself, and then you went and got the containers and everything. But the masculinity of the brand, the way you described the Scotch Porter man, is exactly what your messaging exudes. And so I was asking you if you gotten, I should have been a little clearer, but did you do this yourself? Is this you just coming through, or did you go out and have a couple other companies kind of help you design this so that you could have it so straight on match?
So we knew what it is that we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that we wanted to create a brand and products that help men to look and feel their best.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that information, we did engage with a branding company that helped us in terms of communicating the overall tone and message of the brand and helping us to kind of clean that up. So we did work with one other company.
I love that. Now, the reason I ask is because people out there who are inspired by the story, it's almost like you get what you pay for in a way. Like, we've seen so many different stories where, everything is the beginning. It's a learning experience, trials and tribulations and so on. But I do want you to know that it is very, very attractive. And I think it's good to share that with other people, because in your case, you did go and, kind of invest in yourself. I always say, if you don't invest in yourself, don't expect anybody else to, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think a big part of it is, for me, it's always been, kind of starting where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then just finding creative ways, because we're bootstrapped. Although I had a pretty decent job, I had bills.
Right.
And so, my job took care of the bills. But what we did is we just found very creative ways to at least validate the product and get some sales coming in, right? And so part of that, like I said, was just, giving the product away for free and getting people's honest opinion on the product. And that helped to generate the initial sales that we needed to then invest further into the business. So to go out and find a firm that could help us with overall brand, brand communication and cleaning up the tone and helping us to be able to talk about what it is that we're selling in. So it's definitely about starting where you are, and then validating your idea with some sales, and then using that, for us, it's been using that to kind of invest into the brand.
So now, that's just so smart, and it's just so much fun. We are going to have such a good time watching you as you go forward this year. Tell us a little bit about on the website. I know you have some other products like accessories and so on. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Can you share a little bit about that? Because I'm posting it up on Twitter right now, and I just wanted to let everybody know. Also, if you could just remind them of what the website address is, that would be helpful.
Sure. So it's scotchporter.com. That's scotchporter.com. And so, yeah, we do have accessories. We have brushes and combs. And over the holidays, we had a leather, a custom leather Scotch Porter dot kit. It did extremely well. It sold out very quickly. We had a limited run, but it sold out very quickly.
Wow. Well, I have to say that you do have a very entertaining voice, and you seem like you have a lot of passion that's necessary to do anything like this, and it must be fun. Can you share some kind of words of wisdom to those out there that may have something going on in their head that they want to try out?
Absolutely. I just mentioned starting right where you are. For me, it has been very important to start where you are,
mm-hmm.
With what you have. Dream big, right, because that's important. Work hard. Be very passionate and clear about what your vision is. And if you're passionate and you're clear about what it is that you're trying to do, you'll find ways to solve some of the problems that are going to come along the way. You'll find creative ways. It really does stem from passion,
mm-hmm.
and being passionate for what you're doing.
Always. And it does. It makes all the difference in the world, and it actually makes everything happen.
Absolutely.
It's what gives that energy, right?
Absolutely.
Well, we just want to thank you so much for being here today. I want everybody to know, again, my conversation has been with the CEO and founder of the company, Scotch Porter. And we are going to be watching you very closely, Calvin Qualis. Again, you can go online and check out the product line at scotchporter.com. He really just created this amazing high-end line of products for men, grooming products. You can read all about them. You can check them out and order them from the website. And it's just an inspirational story, and that's what we like to share with you here at Talented People. So is there anything else you'd like to share, Calvin?
No. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we are looking forward to having you on the television show, Talented People, as well. We want to be able to show everybody as well as tell everybody about your product line.
Thank you.
So we'll be in touch with you soon. Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, congratulations again, Calvin, and you keep in touch.
Thank you.
I'll let you go right now. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. All right, bye-bye, Calvin. I want everybody out there to know, that is so much fun. Isn't that the greatest when we come across a story like that? Because they happen all the time, but it's so rare to be able to find them so early on. This, again, is a product line that's really under a year old, just about a year, I guess I should say, maybe a year and a half the most. But from, actually selling, closing down the barbershop last July, and then being able to sell 500,000 units, is just ridiculously extraordinary. So we're going to be rooting for him all year. And I just wanted to give you a little update as to what's going on the next, the second hour of the show here. I'm looking for my notes. Sorry for that. She's been on the show many times before. Her name's Carol Gable. She's like the former vice president from the state of New Jersey Chamber of Commerce, the Delaware Chamber of Commerce. She works up for the Gateway Chamber now, and she represents and pretty much knows everybody anywhere, I want to say. She's worked with and she does a tremendous amount of work with the veterans from JobPath. Her name is Carol Gable, and she's coming in here in about 10 minutes. I'm actually going to go to a break a little earlier because I'm straining my voice, but I did want you to know that you can listen to the rewind again if you want to recap on what was going on with Calvin and his company and the hair and beard products that they have. I'm not joking when I say I could see like a Lancome buying out this line, and I don't even know that they would need to. They can do it. This is a very high-end product, and they're just beautiful. So if you're looking for a Father's Day gift, don't forget to check that out. And then otherwise, we're going to have a conversation with Carol Gable, and she's actually bringing on a guest, and we're going to learn more about her and her extraordinary work. just in about 10 minutes. So stay with us here on Talented People. Thanks so much for listening in. I hope you're enjoying the day. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Nevada Democrats and Republicans met over the weekend, and according to Wyatt Cox, things didn't go so smoothly.
Some 65 delegates at Sunday's Nevada State Democratic Convention, most of whom were supporters of Bernie Sanders, were denied seating and given no opportunity to appeal on the floor as per convention rules. One of those local Democrats told us the fix was in, and what should have been a 1916 Nevada victory for Sanders instead became a 2015 Clinton victory. The Las Vegas Democratic headquarters closed after demonstrations from Sanders supporters in front of the offices on Monday. Meanwhile, no reports of trouble from the Nevada Republican Convention in Reno, but one local GOP member described the convention as, quote, an exercise in preserving the status quo in party leadership, whatever it took. In Ely, Nevada, I'm Wyatt Cox.
This is USA Radio News.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Donald Trump is expected to meet with former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger today. The meeting with the former top diplomat in the Nixon administration is one in a series of private sessions Trump has held with prominent Republicans. The presumptive GOP presidential nominee recently met with Secretary of State James Baker. Kissinger has previously said he didn't favor Trump's proposed ban on Muslims. Quaker Oats is announcing a recall, USA Radio's Anthony Lucero reports.
Quaker Oats is recalling its quinoa granola bars because of a possible listeria contamination. The FDA says one of Quaker's ingredient suppliers distributed sunflower kernels that may be tainted. So far, there's been no reports of any illnesses linked to the granola bars. The recall applies to 6-ounce boxes of quinoa granola bars, chocolate nut medley, and also yogurt, fruit, and nut bars. Information on the recall is available at the FDA.gov website. I'm Anthony Lucero.
This is USA Radio News.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
South Carolina is another step closer to putting strict limits on abortion. The Palmetto State's legislature passed a bill banning abortion after 19 weeks of pregnancy. The only exceptions would be if the mother's life is in danger or if the fetus would not be able to survive outside the womb. A robber with a sweet tooth and a case of the munchies is on the loose in New York. Sarah Lee Kessler says police are asking for help in finding him.
Police say the masked menace hit a Westbury 7-Eleven at around 12:30 this morning, less than 24 hours after robbing an ice cream store in Elmont. He's knocked off more than a dozen Nassau County stores over the past 2 months, including at least 7 Dunkin' Donuts, 2 7-Elevens, 2 Carvels, and 2 Subway shops. Police want to hear from you if you think you know who he is. He's a tall black male, about 25, typically wears sunglasses, gloves, a hooded jacket, and a cloth over his face. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Today marks National HIV Vaccine Awareness Day. It was created as an annual observance to recognize and thank those who are working hard to find a safe and effective HIV vaccine. The National Institute of Health's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases organized the day. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Your music is who you are. Find your sound with a Newmark NS7 Mark III for $14.99 or this pair of AKG headphones, just $29. Grab the gear you need to make music at Guitar Center.
Yeah, I'm running.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Nevada Democrats and Republicans met over the weekend, and according to Wyatt Cox, things didn't go so smoothly.
Some 65 delegates at Sunday's Nevada State Democratic Convention, most of whom were supporters of Bernie Sanders, were denied seating and given no opportunity to appeal on the floor as per convention rules. One of those local Democrats told us the fix was in, and what should have been a 1916 Nevada victory for Sanders instead became a 2015 Clinton victory.